This is the 72 podcast in association with Radio Yorkshire.
Hello and welcome to the 72 in association with Radio Yorkshire. I'm Sam Bridges, and joining me for a new season, it's the editor of the 72.co.uk, Mr. Tom Carnduff. Yes, he's still got a job for another season.
Cracking. Outstanding stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, you're happy about that. You're still in work.
It's great, yeah.
Good?
Yeah, it's great. Well, as far as I'm aware.
Well, yeah, you might
have
been turning
up. Or I don't know whether I should be worried.
I haven't seen you write any articles for a while. Interesting. I'm just chase that one up. But yeah, we're back for another season, and we're back with this, a championship preview.
Championship preview. Season's come around quick, isn't it?
Very quick, very quick. I can't believe it's the weekend still that it's back.
Oh,
I still think it's another 10 days. Maybe because I'm on Premier League time.
Oh, yeah.
Being a Burnley fan and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm still thinking we're at least another week away from Football League, but it's back this weekend. And yeah, we've got this championship preview to bring you. We're going to look at who's going to win the whole thing, promotion, relegation. Look at the player picture as well. Who might be knocking on the door come the end of the season? We'll look at who may be setting the division alight this season in the absence, of course, of Andre Gray and Sam Vaux. Which strikers are going to be top in the goal scoring charts? And we've also got, for our Radio Yorkshire listeners, we're going to finish off on a highest finishing Yorkshire club as well. Will it be Leeds United, Tom Carnduff's side, or more likely Sheffield Wednesday? But we've also got Huddersfield, Barnsley, Rotherham as well, all in the mix. So an exciting division. We can almost, this is a feature I've campaigned for a long time. I think Danny Parkinson's going to do it on Radio Yorkshire this season. A Yorkshire league table.
It's good. Good idea,
Yorkshire league table, kind of Yorkshire top scorer.
Yeah, obviously we'll talk about this later, but I think with the strength of the Yorkshire clubs this season, it could be very competitive indeed.
Could be. We'll find out then if any of the Yorkshire sides are going to be winning the championship. We'll kick off with Section 1, which this week is, who's going to win the championship, Tom? Easy question.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a Yorkshire club. I think the odds are heavily in their favour. Newcastle United, clear favourites to go on and win the championship. And there's a reason, really. You know, they've got a lot of money to spend, and they've spent it wisely. I don't think they've wasted money on players that are too good for the division, really. They've kind of looked towards championship quality players, signed championship quality players, and as a result, they're in a very, very strong position, and rightfully so, clear favourites to win the league this season.
Yeah, they're the bookies' idea of the winner. Obviously, Rafa Benitez still there. Do you think that experience and that pulling power is key and will be key come the end of the season?
Yeah, I think Rafa Benitez in the championship, I think we spoke about this kind of on the last podcast towards at the end of last season, that, you know, to have a manager like that in the second division or second tier of any country is fantastic. It's going to be a new challenge for him. And like you said, they've kind of got the pulling power there to sign players, which they have done. I think if Newcastle want to sign you, say you're a championship club, you're going to really, 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 you know, consider it, not turn it down. Rafa Benitez, if he's a Champions League standard manager, you'd expect him to be able to get a team out of the championship and a quality team as well. They've got a good bunch of players, and you just can't really see past Newcastle winning the league.
You say they've spent their money wisely, and when you look at the list of players that have come in, Dwight Gayle, £10 million from Crystal Palace, Grant Hantley from Blackburn Rovers, you know, playing very well in an underachieving side, and potentially the key to it all, Matt Ritchie from Bournemouth, they spent a bit of money on there as well. All players that, you know, have good experience at this level and can all perform. He's not brought in many players that you think may not fit into the championship.
Yes, they've not really, had to put it like last time, they didn't really make that many additions. They've kind of done the same this time. I suppose when you've got quality players like Newcastle already have, and you've got players as well who are worth, I think we're talking about Sissoko is £35 million rated. When you've got players like that, Wijnaldum obviously has been sold, you've got the money there to play with. I think the priority is to get back into the Premier League. And like I said, they've spent it wisely on players that have got good championship experience, and that's what you need. There's no point spending money on players who are, you know, could still, in fairness, you know, Ritchie, Gayle, players like that can still play in the Premier League, but for championship level, the very good sign is there's no point spending more money than you need to.
Yeah, and they seem to be quite smart as well. A couple of deals potentially being done, not over the line yet as we record this, but Kieran Clarke from Aston Villa triggering his release clause. Mo Diame as well, of Hull City again, a release clause. So they've been quite smart in looking at players that they can get. All right, they spent a lot of money, but two players there, they're going to sign for £5 million each, that both have good experience and will then kick on again in the Premier League should they get there next year.
Yeah, when you add those players to the team they've already got, the players they've signed, you've got a very, very, very strong Championship starting 11. They've got the squad depth as well. They had a big squad, obviously, as you need in the Premier League, so they've still got the majority of that squad there. They're not going to be short on recruits, and to have a starting 11 as strong as theirs is going to be, it's going to be very, very difficult to play them wherever, home or away. But a ground like St James's Park as well, it will be full. Newcastle United sell out. You'd imagine they'd get a big fan base into pretty much all their games. It's going to be a difficult place to play, and they're going to obviously be a very strong outfit on the road. So, like I said, you just can't really see past anyone coming above them.
And if Newcastle, then the bookies' favourites, around 7-4, it's pretty wide open then when you look at who may be challenging them. Aston Villa, Norwich, Derby, all around 9-1 at the moment. But Aston Villa are another side that have come down. And when you look at what Newcastle have done and spent all that money and got rid of quite a few players as well, so comparing that to Aston Villa, they've not really done too much at all. We mentioned they're losing Kieran Clarke potentially as well to their main title rivals. What are you expecting from Aston Villa?
It's difficult to say, because obviously Villa, we don't know them at this level, the Championship level. We always assume them to be a Premier League team, as they always have been. But they're losing Clarke, but I think they've kind of brought his replacement in already. I mean, if they could play the two together, obviously that would be great. But like Newcastle, it's been a bit of a summer of change. They've changed manager, which kind of they needed to do, but they've had to have a bit of an overhaul. And it can go two ways. It can obviously really work, or it can nosedive. I think it's been a case of people are predicting Villa to go up or them to struggle. I don't think there's really been middle ground on it.
Yeah, but they've not done too much, though, in terms of players going out. They've only lost Ngzobia, Richardson, the goalkeeper, Guzan to Middlesbrough. Another player gone out as well to Deportivo on loan. So they lost four players, quite big players, big name players, but a lot of the players you would have expected maybe to go, Julian Lescott, Richards, Abon Lahore, who were all in trouble last year, they're still around the club. Do you think Di Matteo is biding his time, or do you think they're going to settle back in and have a new lease of life under him?
Well, it depends. Obviously, you said about Di Matteo, it's another top quality manager. We talk about Benitez. Di Matteo at this level is a very good appointment. Maybe someone like him can kind of revitalise the players, get them playing again, get a bit of good team spirit going. Because you remember last season with Villa's really, really poor Premier League campaign, there was a lot of discontent amongst the fans. It wasn't a great atmosphere to be in. Whereas this summer, a bit of change, there's more positivity going on. We speak about the signings they made. They've been linked to a move for Ross McCormack as well. And it seems to be a more positive atmosphere overall. So when you've got a bit of positive atmosphere going, a good team spirit, it can go, it can work wonders, as we've seen with teams who've gone up previously. So I think Villa this time round, it's a bit of a different case to the one that came down. I know it's only been a few months, but the positivity, I think, is going to be massive for them.
And the owner had a bit of with Ian Holloway on Twitter, didn't he? Holloway, giving his season predictions, said that Aston Villa didn't really want them to, but he feared for them, thought they might finish down the table more 16th than 6th or higher. And the owner hit back and had a bit of a go.
Yeah, I think that came out on Twitter, which is a bit surprising. But, it's difficult to say with Villa. It's not like Newcastle, where you can look and go, wow, the strength they've got, the manager they've got, just the club they are, rightly so, puts them at favourites. I think Villa, you just don't know. You don't know what to expect. They came down on a very poor Premier League campaign. I think that it's been a summer, as I've just said, the positivity, they've turned it round as a club. I think it's going to be a bit better this time round. I don't think they'll struggle, but I just can't see them being as competitive as Newcastle United at the top end of the table. I just can't see them being that competitive, but I can't see them struggling either. I think they'll be well in for promotion.
What about Norwich then, the third team that have come down from the Premier League? Again, they've not done too much business. Canos in from Liverpool, Michael McGovern's come in as well. They've only really lost Nathan Redmond to Southampton. Gary O'Neill's left as well. Ricky van Wolfswinkel has also departed the club as well, disappointingly. So not too much has gone on at Norwich so far. They managed to keep hold of the majority of their players last time they were in this situation. Looks like they're going to do it again.
See, I've got Norwich down. I reckon they'll be the second team to go to Newcastle. I think you've said there they've not made many signings, but they've kind of been there, done it before, with the same manager, pretty much the same group of players as well. And I know it's a much different league this time round. It's a lot stronger with the likes of Newcastle, with Sheffield Wednesday coming in as well, with Derby, who are always around there. And obviously you've got other teams like your Brightons, etc., who just missed out last time round. But I think just the fact that they have been there, they've done it, same group of players, same manager as well, who got them promoted before. You know, they are a very strong Championship club, very strong Championship team. And I think that they can, you know, they can pit Villa to that second spot and going up automatically. But we speak about who's going to win outright and promotion, etc. It's just such a strong division this season that it's going to be very intense at the top six of the table.
So the three clubs that have come down, of the clubs that were there last season, or anyone that's been promoted from League One, can anyone challenge them to win it? A Sheffield Wednesday, Derby have done a nice bit of business, new manager in there as well. Is there any of those teams that you think could pip Newcastle?
Difficult. I'm going to say Newcastle are going to win it. I know it's a pretty easy kind of tip, but there's a reason why they're favourites. I think a Derby, they've got the squad, they've always had the squad there that's been quality, and Nigel Pearson, a manager that's been there and done it before, just spoke about Norwich doing that. Someone like Pearson who knows how to get out of the division, that'll work wonders for them. Sheffield Wednesday as well, their squad is massive at Wednesday, just huge. They've got quality as well. But I can see them being competitive with Newcastle, Villa, Norwich, etc., but I just can't see them overtaking them. But like I said, it's just so difficult to call. The top six, top eight is so strong this year that, for me, anyone can take that second promotion spot. It's just very, very, very difficult to call. But out of the remaining teams, I'd have to say probably Derby are you most likely to cause kind of problems to the teams that have just come down.
So you go Newcastle as your winner.
Newcastle as winner.
Go on, we'll do second now.
Norwich, I'm going to say for second. Norwich. I think, like I said, been there, done it, pretty much the same group of players, same manager. I think it'll work for them again.
I'm going to agree with you in one respect. Newcastle are going to win the league. And do you know what? I fancy Wednesday to kick on again. Sheffield Wednesday for second.
Sheffield Wednesday.
For me. Yeah, I just think they've added nicely again. I think there was more to come from that squad towards the back end of last season as well. I think they'll just kick on again and just keep flying. They've got a tough start to the season, but I fancy them to open up with a win against Villa. I think it'll take them a little bit of time to get going. And I think they'll come on strong, Villa, as well. But there we go. That's my top two, Newcastle and Sheffield Wednesday. We'll look next at the rest of the promotion picture as well. Talk a bit more about who may be joining Newcastle back in the Premier League.
You're listening to the 72 podcast in association with Radio Yorkshire.
Welcome back to the 72 here in association with Radio Yorkshire. Sam and Tom previewing the Championship season, which of course kicks off on Friday night. Fulham against Newcastle, a whole host of games on the television over the weekend. And well, we've already discussed who's going to win the thing. We've discussed who is going to finish second as well. So we might as well complete the promotion picture. And I want, Tom, you to pick your playoff contenders come the end of the season. I want to know who's going to complete the lineup. Mm-hmm. So the other four teams. And I also want who's going to be knocking on the door. Who's just going to miss out?
Just going to miss out?
Yeah, I want a seventh place team.
Seventh place team. Well, for me, obvious contenders, I'm going to say three of the four will be teams that competed in the playoffs last year. I reckon just the strength that those squads have anyway. They've added correctly, some of them. Spoke at Derby, spoke at Sheffield Wednesday then. You put them at second. I think they're going to win the playoffs. Sheffield Wednesday will be my playoff winners this time around. They've got the experience of playing in it now. Obviously, the disappointment at Wednesday, Wembley for Wednesday. I can just see them building on that. going that one stage further and actually achieving the promotion this time round. I've got Derby will be there as well. Obviously, as ever, you'd expect Derby to be a playoff team. Brighton. I think Brighton, you know, I don't think they needed to change anything from last year. They've got the same manager, same squad. They're adding Pritchard as well from Spurs. They're looking into his
sign.
Yeah, solid signing. Do they need to make any additions? I don't think so. They've already got a strong squad there.
Can they keep hold of everyone, do you think?
I can't see why not, really, when you've got a team.
The mighty Burnley were coming after Dale Stevens.
Burnley seem to be going after everyone there in the Championship. There's only so many players they can sign, surely. You're going to run out of space.
Not many so far.
Or they're linked with a lot of Championship players.
Yeah, trying, but a lot of these teams, like if you are Dale Stevens and you're pretty happy where you are at Brighton, you had a good season last season, you're kicking on again, Pritchard's just coming through the door as well, big money signing, you might fancy another year. There's no reason really to move if you're patient and you believe in what your manager's doing. I think a lot of the players will believe in Chris Hughton.
Yeah, I think after last season as well, where you just missed out on promotion pretty much on the final day in a promotion race that was just so close. We haven't kind of seen a promotion race like that in a while. I think anyone who finished in third place was going to struggle against Sheffield Wednesday in sixth. Sheffield Wednesday came into the playoffs in form, in a strong squad. A lot of people were tipping them as outsiders to win promotion. And it was going to be difficult, whoever finished in third out of Borough, Brighton or Burnley in the end. So I think you've got to look at it like that and say, well, just fell short. Every reason why we can go on and kind of get promotion this time round. And in a manager like Chris Hughton as well, who's a top Championship manager, then why would any player really leave for elsewhere when they've kind of got it going on at Brighton? They've, you know, got a good squad there, good solid team, well-run club as well. For a club, they've got a very nice new stadium or newish stadium. You know, why would you leave a club like Brighton at the moment?
So what have we got then? Give me your four playoff teams.
I tipped Newcastle, Norwich are top two. So I'm going to say Villa in third, Derby in fourth, Wednesday in fifth and Brighton in sixth. That's what I'm going to go for. Three of the four who were there last year, I just think they'll be too strong again this season and we'll make playoffs.
I'm not too far away from you, really. Obviously, I said Sheffield Wednesday were going up. I'm going Brighton third again. This time they were beaten by Sheffield Wednesday in the playoff semi-finals last time. And this time they're going to get pipped to promotion by them. Norwich in fourth, Derby fifth and Aston Villa sixth after a slow start. I mean, they'll take a while, but I think they'll come on strong towards the end.
Unlucky seventh place team. I've put Ipswich.
Ipswich. In?
Yeah. I think,
why?
Simple as, just Mick McCarthy, regardless of the
team.
You
like him, don't you?
Yeah. How can you not like Mick McCarthy?
I do like him.
Yeah, just think, with a manager like him, it doesn't really matter the players you brought in, players you brought out. I think in his time at Ipswich, it's fair to say that he's not. Some of the players he brought in haven't exactly been players that you'd expect top eight, maybe Championship teams to bring in, but he's worked very well with them. He can get players playing and he can get results. And I think with a manager like that, it can really send any team into a good place. But I think when it comes down to it, it is essentially the strength of your players that get you into the playoffs. And I think they're just going to miss out again, really, because they've done that a couple of times now. I just think for the moment, they've not really got the strength to really break into that top six.
Is there not an element with Ipswich where you think that he's maybe taken them as far as they can go under Mick McCarthy? He's done a great job over the last few years, but there's not really a great deal of money flashing about. They've not brought in barely any players at all. It's just, I don't know, has he got an element of like a Steve Bruce in terms of the histrionics of Bruce, that he kind of does a job for two or three years and then it kind of gets to the end and it kind of fizzles out and he just moves on and does another good job somewhere else for a few years?
I guess I can see what you're saying. I think
they might struggle.
I just think that they don't really, you know, how to put it, when you've got someone like Mick McCarthy, I know what you're saying in terms of it might come to an end, but really since he's took over at Ipswich, it's kind of only really been up. When he took over, they were nearly a relegated team, and yet here he is, you know, nearly achieving playoffs with him. I just I just can't see it. As silly as it sounds, it just seems to be under Mick McCarthy, there'll be a team that will always be in that kind of position. And eventually, you know, they will always strengthen, they will always add players. I just can't see him really dropping down out of that rough area of the table.
The good news is that Ian Holloway's also predicting seventh for Ipswich.
Yeah. Yeah, but he also predicted Leeds are sixth, and I don't know.
You never know. You never know. My unlucky seventh place team, Huddersfield Town.
Thought you'd say Huddersfield Town.
I had them in my playoff mix originally, and I had Brighton to miss out. We did this a few weeks ago, but that signing of Pritchard, I think, is excellent. Mm. And I think that'll just kick Brighton back on again. So I've gone Brighton to push right back up to third after that signing, and Huddersfield just to drop out. But I think they'll take a little bit of time. Maybe they'll start off well, but I think they've got so many players that they brought in. But I think they've got some good players and some certain unknown players that could kick on well. They'll have a great season or an absolutely terrible one. But with what they've done off the pitch with the cheap season tickets and stuff like that, I think there's a bit of optimism. I think a bit of confidence about the whole club. So I think they'll have a good season and surprise quite a few.
Yeah, I agree with Huddersfield being up there. I think, you know, this Wagner revolution, as they've called it, I think it's really going to kick off. And that, you mentioned it there, the season ticket offer, getting as many fans in at home as you can is always a good thing, and I think that'll really help them. So yeah, I see Huddersfield being up there as well.
There we go. Huddersfield is the unlucky seventh place team, but I think many fans would take that with both hands right now if Huddersfield were to finish that high in the table. Next on, we are going to discuss who is going to be in League One on the start of the 2017-18 season. You've got Burton as the favourites to go down. Who will be joining them as well? Or are the bookies completely wrong with Burton? We'll find out Tom's thoughts next.
This is the 72 Podcast in association with Radio Yorkshire.
You're listening to the 72 here in association with Radio Yorkshire. Sam and Tom with you. We've took the top end of the table. Tom, now to talk who is going to be filling the relegation places. So we'll start with bottom of the table. Who's going to have an absolutely awful season? And can Burton do anything to stop finishing bottom, in your opinion? They've been written off by everyone. Well, most people anyway. Certainly the bookmakers. Can they survive?
I think with the strength of the Championship this season, I've got them down to finish bottom. But that's not, you know, no, nothing against Burton. I just think with the squad they've got, you know, maybe it's the size of the club, etc., but the squad they've got, I just can't see really being that competitive in the Championship. It's a fantastic achievement to get to the Championship. They did very, very well last year to secure promotion. Got a very good manager as well in Nigel Clough. I think a lot has to be said to him in terms of setting the foundations for where Derby are now. I think a lot of credit for that goes to him. But I just think with the squad they've got, with how competitive the Championship this is this season, I just can't see him coming off bottom. Great achievement to get here, but I just think it's going to be one season for them and then they're back down.
They brought in quite a few players. They've not spent really much money, a couple of undisclosed deals, but a bit of experience. Lloyd Dyer helped Burnley towards the Premier League last season, didn't get on the pitch much, but prior to that, a couple of seasons with Watford and Leicester, getting them promoted. So someone like that, Lee Williamson, who's decent at Blackburn, Chris O'Grady on loan, a striker with experience, doesn't fill you with much sense of hope, but they'll make a decent effort of it.
I think that, you know, they'll really make a decent effort for it. And for them as well, when you're playing teams like Newcastle, Villa, your Derby, Sheffield Wednesday, these are really scalps for them to take, and I think they'll give it their all to try and get results against those teams. But, you know, most teams, even if they're down there and struggling, you've kind of got a go-to guy who can get you out of trouble. I just don't see where that is kind of in the Burton team. A few players have left as well. I just can't see, you know, I don't think the recruitment's been strong enough to keep them up. I'd love to see them stay up, to be honest. You know, a smaller club than most in the Championship, in their first effort to stay up would be great, but I just can't see it with the squad they've got.
Rotherham, obviously, end of last season, Neil Warnock came in, did an unbelievable job to keep them afloat. It's now Alan Stubbs' job to keep Rotherham up again. Again, they've been written off by the bookmakers. Many people are predicting them to be bottom if it's not going to be Burton. Can they carry on from last season, even though it's a different manager?
I'm not copying the bookies.
Is Alan Stubbs Claudio Ranieri? Is that what I'm asking you?
Well, I'm not copying the bookies, but I've got them second bottom to Burton. I just, like Burton, I just don't think they've really got the squad there to be that competitive in the Championship. And coming off the back of a run like Neil Warnock achieved, I think if you don't get similar results at the start, you're going to struggle to turn it around from there. I think they've set kind of, obviously it's great that last season kept them up, but they've kind of set quite a big tone in that run of form with Neil Warnock, and maybe the expectations will be to replicate similar results. I just think, you know, it may be a case of like Wigan did last season, if they go down to come back up stronger, it might work in their favour, but I just can't see Rotherham really having the squad, the quality there. Much like Burton, just don't really have a go-to guy to get them out of trouble all over, just over the pitch. I just can't see them staying up this season. I think it's their season to go down after avoiding it for the last two seasons.
What about Barnsley then? Another team that have come up from League One. South Yorkshire club. I suppose a similar kind of budget really to Rotherham down the road. Do you think they can kick on? They certainly played an attacking brand of football last season.
Yeah, I think that brand of football will work quite well for them in the Championship. Don't think they'll be, you know, knocking on the door of playoffs promotion, but I think they've got a very good overall squad there as well. They're going on a bit of good momentum as well because they had that ridiculous run in the second half of the season, which won them promotion, won them the JPT at Wembley as well. And I think that will carry on. They've added well. You're looking at the likes of Tom Bradshaw as well. Bradshaw next to Winnall, fantastic strike force there as well, proven goal scorers, and they'll be eager to prove themselves in the Championship as well. And I think that alone might keep them up. So I think around the squad, they'll be more than capable of staying in the Championship and starting to establish themselves as a Championship club for the future.
And they've, and there's a lot of money obviously sloshing around the Championship as we had discussed earlier, but for a club like Barnsley to come up and spend over £1 million on players, when you look at certainly Rotherham haven't done that. They made a signing for about £400,000 in Will Volks, but Tom Bradshaw coming in, George Moncur as well from Colchester, two good signings there from that have been plying their trade lower down. And you know, in a similar way, it's kind of like some of the we've seen cherry picking some of the Championship's best at the top of the table.
Yeah.
But to take some of the best players from League One once you've come up is a pretty good sign of progression.
Yeah, it's exactly that. Why, you know, you've been playing in League One all season. Why not take two of the best players from League One last year with you? That's, you know, it's always going to be a good thing. They had a prolific scorer anyway in Winnall. To get someone like Bradshaw as well, who was one of his goal-scoring rivals last season, you've got a very, very strong attack there. Moncur as well, I think he went under the radar a bit in some aspects because of the club he used to play for. You know, he wasn't at a club that were challenging the top end of League One. But like you said, like kind of the Championship, top-end Championship clubs are doing, Barnsley have been very clever and taken the best players from League One with them, which, you know, in theory should put them in a good position for the Championship. So very excited to see what they can do, and hopefully they'll be a little more successful than the last time they were in England's second tier.
So you're tipping Barnsley to stay up.
Mm-hmm.
So who does that put in the mire? You've got the likes of Blackburn Rovers, Owen Coyle, of course, in there now. Financial troubles for the last few years at Blackburn. They still, even though the transfer embargo now has been lifted, they've brought in a few players, but do you think that they're one that could be dragged in? And who else do you think might be in the mix?
I've put, obviously we spoke Burton, Rotherham. I've got Blackburn to go down with them as well. I just can't see, you know, what's there. You've spoke about the financial problems, but the squad's not great. They've been in decline pretty much since dropping out of the Premier League. I think maybe it's a case of, like we spoke about, like Rotherham, like Wigan did when they went down, to go down to come back up stronger might work in their favour. I just can't, you know, I just don't think they've really made impressive enough signings, and they've got the squad there to be competitive or to stay up in this league, in a league that is essentially getting stronger when the likes of Newcastle, Norwich, Villa, Derby, we spoke about Wednesday, when they go to play Blackburn, are Blackburn going to have much chance at all? I very much doubt it, particularly on the road as well when they're travelling to these teams. I just can't really see it. And I think it's a bit of an uninspiring appointment in Owen Call as well. It just doesn't really fill you much confidence for the upcoming season.
Other teams, Birmingham City, the bookies have made 5-1 for relegation, outside Burton, Rotherham, Barnsley and Blackburn. They're the next favourites to go down, which after a solid season last year for Gary Rowett's side is a little bit surprising. Then you've got Leeds, your side, at 11-2, Bristol City and Fulham and Preston as well, same price, and Nottingham Forest 6-1, Huddersfield 13-2 to go down. As I said before, it could either be a great season or terrible one for them. But of those teams, do you think any of them might find themselves in grave danger?
I think potentially Fulham, when you look at it, it's looking increasingly like they are going to lose McCormack. They've been down there since getting relegated out of the Premier League. And it's pretty much been a McCormack who's kept them up. Dembele as well, he's not there this season. I just think they're really going to struggle. They're really going to struggle and can put themselves in danger. I don't think they'll go down. I think there are three teams that will finish below them, as we've discussed. But I don't think Birmingham are really going to struggle. They've got a good manager there. I think Rowett might be in demand this season as well, with the high amount of manager turnover in all divisions. And I don't think Leeds... I know I'm a Leeds fan, but I can't, Leeds, I know I haven't put them at top six, but I don't think it'll be relegation. I think they'll be pretty clear of that this year. They've got a quality in a starting 11. They've got a good starting 11. Maybe not the squad depth to push for promotion, to push for top six, but I don't think they'll be in relegation trouble. So for me, out of the clubs we kind of discussed about, Fulham, maybe Forest as well, the problems that they've got there might drag them down. But I think overall, a lot of teams should be okay this season. I can't really be too scrappy at the bottom.
Interesting stuff. I don't know. I think Bristol City might be down there. I agree, Fulham, more than likely, given what they've done. If McCormack definitely does go, Aston Villa submitting a £12 million bid for him earlier on today, just before we recorded. So if he goes, I can see Fulham really struggling. I'm gonna agree with you on Burton being bottom of the table. I'm obviously going to go for Blackburn Rovers, get them down and out. And Joe, I'm going to say Bristol City as well.
Really?
Yeah. And they might just struggle. I'm curious as well to see what Preston do this year.
Yeah, they set the bar quite high for themselves, didn't they, coming up? But yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, they finished 11th, of course. Last year they were probably slightly better. That's maybe a bit harsh on them, the way they ended the season. But it was a good season for Simon Grayson's side. But can they kick on again with all the... There's so many sides that are much of a muchness, really. It doesn't take much for things just to go the other way.
Yeah. I think they've got kind of the management and the squad there to pull out results, though. And at the end of the day, that's what's going to keep you up. I think when you compare it to the teams who we're talking about being down there, I don't think they've really got it. But when you got someone like Grayson, who's achieved promotion, kept them up last year, did very well last year, I think they've got it in them to get the results when needed and to steer themselves clear of kind of relegation trouble. I think they'll be all right. I just don't think they'll finish as high as they did.
I hope so. Anyway, let's move on. And next, we are going to discuss who is going to be the top scorer of the division. This is quite an interesting one. So we'll get to that next.
This is the 72 podcast in association with Radio Yorkshire.
Welcome back to part four of the 72 here in association with Radio Yorkshire. Sam Bridges and the editor of the72.co.uk, Tom Carnduffer, joining me to look at the championship season. We've gone through pretty much who's going to finish where, who's going up, who's going down. Now, Tom, I want to know is who is going to be setting the division alight this season. Andre Gray topping the scoring charts last season. Some interesting names are in the mix. We've probably mentioned a lot of them already, but the likes of Dwight Gayle, Ross McCormack, should he stay in the championship, looks very likely to. Certainly will be topping the list you would have thought.
Yeah, definitely. I think, obviously, Dwight Gayle, he's in a very solid Newcastle team as well. Proven goal scorer. So it's clear to see why he is favourite to be top goal scorer. McCormack as well, you mentioned. He scored goals for Fulham. He scored goals for Leeds in teams that weren't kind of promotion pushing. If he does make that move to Villa, being surrounded by, you know, good quality championship players, then you think he'd thrive there and get the goals. But other names included, Rudiger Stead, of course, Mitrovic, if he's still at Newcastle, that'd be interesting to watch. Cameron Jerome, Glenn Murray as well, back in the championship. Scored a lot of goals last time he was here, so can understand why he's there. But real range of goal scorers this season in the championship, so I don't think we'll be short of goals.
Yeah, it's a difficult list when you actually look down it, and I don't know, it doesn't scream like there is going to be maybe Dwight Gayle aside, McCormack's always going to score goals as long as he stays fit. But to me, there doesn't seem to be too many where you can look and say, that player's going to get 20+.
Yeah, I think looking at the odds, of course, there's the Gayle, McCormack's that, but Fernando Forestieri is 20-1. So that's quite a big price for someone who scored a lot of goals and in a very attacking, very positive Sheffield Wednesday team, he's kind of one of the go-to guys, can prove he can score at this level. I think that's quite a big kind of price for him to be top scorer in the division. I really think if Wednesday are to push for promotion this season, he's really going to be looked to provide the goals.
Mm. But then you've got Fletcher as well signing there as well, Gary Hooper.
Yeah.
They've got players that they could share the goals around in that team.
They've got goals.
Year.
Those are goal scorers, but Forestieri can create as well. If he can create the chances for himself, you know, like I saw him play Benfica the other week in a pre-season friendly, created his own chance there. Very, very good, very well taken goal. He's got it in him to get the goals. I think he could be a good kind of outsider when you compare to the other names in the championship to finish as top scorer, or certainly get quite a lot of goals anyway in what Wednesday I'll hope will be their promotion winning year.
Looking at some of the other names, we mentioned Huddersfield Town maybe having a good season. Naki Wells, 20-1.
I think Wells, you know, very good striker. I think you're obviously banking on Huddersfield Town doing well there, you know, having good performances. I think it's always going to be difficult in a league where you've got the likes of Newcastle, Villa, Derby, Wednesday, etc. But we have seen in recent years, of course, looking at Ross McCormack at Leeds, that you don't have to be in a top-performing team to finish top goalscorer. I just think with his age, the experience, he's got a few years of experience now in the Championship, but I think against the likes of Gayle, McCormack as well, Gested, of course, Mitrovic, who's coming down to this level, I just think he's going to struggle to obviously top their goal tallies, but I can see him getting a fair few this season.
Cameron Jerome. You mentioned Norwich as finishing second earlier in the show. They've got a lot of wingers. Jerome this time round to get a hatful if you're thinking second.
I think so, yeah. I think someone like Jerome obviously proves he can score goals, but I think with Norwich, for me, the amount of players they've got in that team that are capable of scoring goals, I think it's going to be quite a shared bunch where, you know, you seem to get teams who are at the top end of leagues who have goals all across the departments, whereas others have literally one go-to guy and a secondary striker. I think that's going to be the case with Norwich in terms of that they've got players there who can score goals, players there who can contribute, but you're going to be looking at the likes of Jerome to kind of lead the way. However, I think what will get Norwich up if they are to go up is the fact that they've got goal scorers across all departments. And, you know, when you compare it to maybe, it depends where McCormack goes. It's fair to say Fulham, who look towards McCormack, Huddersfield, who look towards Wells, etc. But, you know, I think just Norwich, anywhere, any player can really contribute the goals, which is obviously always good for a team looking for promotion.
What about Glenn Murray?
Glenn Murray, yeah. He back in the Championship, didn't do too badly last time.
He did very well
last time I was here, yeah. So, of course, one to watch, but it's all banking on where his current club's going to be. I think they've done very well to get him in terms of the strikers that they have lost. Very good replacement, but I think that's going to be down to kind of how his team perform.
But we have fancy Brighton. Pritchard in the mix as well, isn't it? A creative player, and Brighton are pretty good wingers.
I think Brighton though, I think it was Hemed who was their top scorer last season. I don't think he scored a ridiculous amount. I think they kind of did very well to kind of see off games. They didn't concede many goals. Maybe if you got a system like that, of course your strikers aren't going to be as prolific as the likes of Wednesday, of Newcastle, of Villa, Norwich, who were expecting to be quite attacking and open. And I think Brighton, their style of play, you know, great striker, but I just think comparing it to other teams, you're not going to see one striker scoring a shed ton compared to another.
Got two names for you.
Mm-hmm.
One of them you know very well.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Wood. 33-1. The Championship top scorer. Leeds United have done quite a bit of business in the wide attacking areas. Kemar Roofe, Hernandez has come in. They've got Dallas already as well. A lot of players there who will be providing the right kind of service for a striker like Chris Wood.
Yeah, I think Leeds this season, it's clear that they've spent their finances at the top end of the pitch, at the attacking end of the pitch. Not very many defensive players been brought in. I think Carl Bartley's kind of the only one. So I think Leeds this season, you'd hope, with the signings they made, are going to be an attacking team. They're not relying on the defence. And I think for a striker like Wood, who's going to be obviously the main go-to guy, the number nine, I think, of course, he's going to get the goals. But I think with a striker like Chris Wood, where you're looking at the likes of Fletcher Hooper as well, kind of not massive creators, but very good finishers, I think Wood's in that same category. So I think unless Leeds are going to be a top six side, I can't see Chris Wood being top goal scorer. Compared to a McCormack who was when he was at Leeds, I think. Unless Leeds are going to create a shed ton of chances, which as a fan, obviously, I hope they do, I just can't see him topping the likes of Gale and McCormack in goals scored.
And Gabby Abon Lahore.
Do
you think he's going to feature? Can he redeem himself? He obviously, the former captain stood down the back end of last season. He's still part of the squad, according to Di Matteo, but then guessed dead. McCormack potentially coming in.
I think if they're looking at the likes of McCormack, it suggests that they're going to make way with another striker. And with Gested being fairly recent signing, proven goal scorer kind of at this level as well, you'd be looking towards him and a McCormack. I just don't know how much he's going to feature this season and if he's going to get enough chances to get the goals, let alone be top goal scorer. I just I don't know. Abong Lahore's a bit of a stretch for me in terms of top goal scorer.
Let's go on then. Give me a prediction. We'll take two.
Two?
Yeah, I'll give you two. Well, one's got to be a big price.
Ooh. Can I have Fernando Forestieri as a big price at 20-1?
I suppose so.
I think the type of player he is, he's a good finisher, but he can create his own chances as well. I think that's going to be massive in the Championship this season. Particularly in a team like Sheffield Wednesday, creating a lot of chances. He's going to get the chance to score. I think he's going to be a very, very good competitor. Very good price as well, 20-1. Turned into a bit of a betting part this, but you know, it is. It's obviously where the bookies see him. I think 20-1 is quite big for a player like him, proven goal scorer. And then, trying to avoid the favourites, maybe a... difficult. There's just so many to choose from, but I think I'm gonna have to go McCormack. If he's going to a team like Villa, where he's gonna get a lot of service, a lot of attacking quality there, he scored goals at Fulham, scored goals at Leeds, you'd expect him in a team like Villa with better service to score more. So I think he's obviously gonna be up there, and I think rightly so, second favourite to finish top goal scorer.
I'm gonna go for Dwight and Gale.
Mm-hmm.
Nice, easy, steady one. Then I'm going to go for Chris Wood. I'm going to back him to do well. Last season, 13 goals for Leeds. He was injured for quite a long spell of the season. It was unfit for... Even when he came back, he didn't look sharp for quite a number of games. If he can stay fit this season, 13 goals is one of his better finishes to a season. At Leicester, he only scored 12.
Only
a season at Hamilton was where he scored 16. So apart from that, in terms of playing for a Championship side and above, that's his biggest haul last season, 13. And
I'd love him to be top goal scorer.
Attacking side this season, I'm going to go on Wood, 20+.
I hope you're right. I really, really do. If Wood scores 20+, then Leeds are going to be, you'd hope, in a good place in the league. So yeah, I hope that's the case.
Excellent. There we go. Chris Wood, I'm giving Tom a bit of hope. I'm trying to build him up for the big fall, big inevitable fall. But yeah, Chris Wood, that's a tidy little bet each way at 33-1 for the championship top scorer. But no reason why Dwight Gayle in that Newcastle side shouldn't be scoring an absolute bagful. So Dwight Gayle is your odds on. And that may be a nice little double there, Newcastle, Dwight Gayle.
Wouldn't be a bad shot at all, would it? I think it's got to be a pretty short price if you wanted to bet on it. The bookies got to be seeing that as quite a favourite option.
All day, would you go for Newcastle 7-4? Is that the bet?
I think, you know, just the players they've got, the resources they've got, the size of the club, they've just got everything written there, everything set up to win the championship title. I think, you know, it's just difficult to see past them. Although, with Leicester City in the Premier League, I think we've been proved that anything can happen, but on paper, it's got to be Newcastle. It's got to be.
There we go. Newcastle as both of our tips to win the championship. We've gone through it all. The winner, who's going to get promoted, who's going down, who's going to finish top scorer. But we're yet to do the highest finish in Yorkshire club. We'll round off with that next.
You're listening to the 72 podcast in association with Radio Yorkshire.
Welcome back to part 5 of the 72 Championship preview. Sam and Tom, just rounding off for our Radio Yorkshire listeners with the highest finishing Yorkshire club. There is an actual market on this because of the sheer numbers of Yorkshire sides that are in the Championship now. We've got Sheffield Wednesday, Leeds United, Huddersfield Town, Barnsley and Rotherham as well. Sheffield Wednesday, the highest finishing team last season in sixth place. Tom, can they be toppled?
No, I'm going to say...
this is a short segment.
I think it's fair to say, we spoke about Sheffield Wednesday, as I think we both tipped them for promotion this season. I think, you know, Leeds, Huddersfield, I can see Huddersfield really improving this season, really being up there. I think they've got, you know, a bit of a feel-good factor going down down there. And I think, I just can't see anyone topping Sheffield Wednesday, particularly when you look at Leeds, Huddersfield, Barnsley, Rotherham. Rotherham aren't going to finish above Wednesday unless Wednesday absolutely nosedive down the table. So, yeah, like I said, short segment, surely. Sheffield Wednesday, top finishing Yorkshire club.
But second, who's it going to be? Is it going to be Leeds United or Huddersfield Town? The bookies can't split them.
I think, I'd hope, I'm going to say Leeds. I know it's a kind of easy thing to say, but I can see Huddersfield's improvement, but I can see Leeds maybe just beating them by a place, maybe two places in the table, I think. The quality of the starting 11s, when you compare the two, maybe Leeds just edge it, but the squad depth's not there. But I think, you know, they'll be able to, for a majority of the season, do quite well. I think the squad depth might get Leeds a bit and make them flag off towards the end. But, you know, for me, I really do hope it is, and I think it will be Leeds finishing above Huddersfield.
Who's going to finish bottom?
Bottom.
Barnsley or Rotherham?
Rotherham. We spoke about kind of relegation already. Rotherham, just can't see it. Whereas Barnsley, positive movements, good recruitment. Can see them, you know, safely staying up this season. Rotherham, bottom Yorkshire team in the Championship.
Yorkshire top scorer, Chris Wood,
Forestieri. Oh, wow. Oh, didn't know we were doing this.
Stringing it out. Might as well. Come on, pick what you pick. Forestieri, so you got to go.
I got Forestieri again, didn't I? Forestieri. He's gonna.
You sounded like Ian Holloway then.
I don't know whether that's good, bad. I don't know, but Forestieri. Yeah, he's just.
And I.
He's I've just said it already. You know, he can create his own chances. He can score goals. Great player to watch. Yeah, Forestieri.
There we go. That completes the most pointless
section. What a way to finish.
That we've ever done on the 72. Even more pointless than our regular match predictions, which will be back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Back.
Next week. We might even invite Tom Feeney back into the studio. But this has been the 72 Championship preview. Make sure you do check out the website, the72.co.uk. Check the guys out on Twitter as well, at FBL72. And if you want to check us out, at Radio_Yorkshire as well. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
This is the 72 podcast in association with Radio Yorkshire.